Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about government taking land from you with what appears to be no compensation. The concept of eminent domain is well entrenched in real estate law. It dates back to British common law. It says that the government can demand your land in exchange for just compensation if the taking of that land is in the public interest. For example, if the public good is served by building a new freeway or an airport, and the only way to assemble that land would be by undertaking a claim of eminent domain. But there is another way to get the needed land, slowly over time. Increasingly, cities are using this other method to get what they need without paying a single penny to get it. They're going to ask you to donate the land. Where we see this most often is when the property fronts on a major arterial or collector road. As density increases, those streets eventually need to be widened to handle more traffic. If the city has foresight, improvements along those roads are set back far enough that they can be widened without demolishing existing buildings. All along these major roads, the use often changes over time. It may have started out as a residential street back in the day with large lots and single-family homes, but then the use changes over time and some businesses start operating out of those single-family homes. Along the way, some enterprising developer realizes this would be a great location for an apartment building, and then they request a zoning change. In exchange for the increase in density, the city might ask you to donate a strip of land to the city in order to enable future widening of the road when the time comes. The impact of such a request can sometimes render the land virtually useless because the lot is now too shallow or simply too small to accommodate a building. Now, you can easily reduce the risk of being surprised by the requirement to donate land in exchange for density long before you go through the effort and expense of designing a building and then having your concept denied. Unless you're one of the very first to develop along that street, you can examine the property boundaries in the area. If you happen to notice very narrow strips of land that are separate deeded property along the road frontage, chances are the city is undertaking a program to widen the road. This will take years to accomplish, but it will cost the city nothing. When you look at the zoning map, you'll see several of these seemingly orphaned strips of land all along the roadway. Eventually, after 10 or 20 years, the city will amass most of what they need to widen the road. There might be a handful of holdouts that may have not been redeveloped, and in those cases, the city may at that point undertake a claim of eminent domain on a very small number of properties. There's a well-known case of a lady in Gilbert, Arizona, who requested a zoning change. The city asked for about 20% of the property, and the naive homeowner is understandably outraged at the prospect of losing 20% of their property. In our due diligence, we always check to make sure that the risk of road widening is taken into account. A couple of years ago, we were conducting due diligence on a two-property land assembly along a major arterial road. In fact, it was at the intersection of two major arterial roads. One of the properties was a tire shop, and the owner had an inflated view of its value. He argued that he would go ahead and build his own apartment on it. We explained to him the city would demand about 25% of his land to widen the road. We even showed him all of the strips of land that had already been donated to the city, all up and down the street leading up right to the boundary of his property. There was no way that his property would be exempted from the road widening, and his property, in fact, after that strip of land is donated, would be too small to develop on its own. The only way to realize any development value would be to assemble it with the property next door, which we had under contract at the time. In the end, the deal did not get done. The owner of the tire shop simply did not come around to a realistic valuation for his property. This element is one of many that we check in the early stages of our due diligence. The significant loss of property along a frontage is a real risk, and it needs to be assessed at the very beginning of a project before you go out and spend tens of thousands or maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars on design work. If you as a property owner are asking for zoning density that's outside the prescribed zoning, the concession you might be asked to make are purely a negotiation. You might be asked not necessarily to donate land, but maybe build a playground or add a traffic light, or build a regional stormwater detention pond. There's really no limit to what the city might ask you to do in exchange for the increased density. The way the city looks at it, you have the right to build according to the current zoning. If you're going to request a change that will increase the value of your land, you can probably afford to give some of that value increase back to the city in the form of improvements that will benefit the entire area. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.